This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
We've got our own sets of time.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. Your home of the Dodgers off day today and Thursday, so you get full 4-hour shows.
And then a Flex Alert Friday.
Flex Alert Friday, just 1 to 3 p.m. as the road trip will begin.
And we're out at Dodgers tomorrow before the road trip begins for Manny Machado in town. Did you remember that, Matt?
Nope.
We are at Dodger Stadium tomorrow.
Very exciting. Love seeing the people. Is it a bobblehead day tomorrow? Is it a promotional item giveaway?
One would have to ask Tim Cates.
Tim Cates.
Who is the producer of the Petros and Money Show. He's produced a lot of shows. He was also CIF Baseball way back in 1996.
He's produced a lot of shows. All CIF Baseball in 96. That's all summer break. Everybody loves Tim Cates.
Tim books our Dodger schedule. Tim? Why are we going out to Dodgers tomorrow?
Great pitching matchup tomorrow with Paddock, the young left-hander for the...
Chris Paddock.
Against...
Who's full of pee and vinegar, by the way.
Clayton Kershaw.
Full of salt?
On military appreciation night.
Yeah! Right, here we go. That's why we're doing it. Tim Cates loves military appreciation, but we're also doing LGBTQ night. So...
When is that?
Fair and balanced. Later in the year.
I don't know if that's necessarily fair and balanced. I think it's just another day. I think tomorrow military, and then, you know.
I'm just saying, fair and balanced, Matt. You know, some people that are really into the military aren't always into the LGBTQ night. Not everybody, you know? I mean, some people cross over. There's a gray area.
I was thinking, like, if we did the Greek night.
We could also do Filipino night.
And?
Korea night.
And?
Mexican night.
And?
There's a second Mexican night.
If we were going to do Greek night, we could also do.
No, we're not doing Turkish night.
We're
no, we're not.
Turkish night. That's what we're
doing. They're not even a sponsor.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Emirates is a sponsor, and they're not into the Turks.
Turkish. We're doing Turkish Airlines
night. We are not. You could do it by yourself. None of our Armenian listeners would listen.
Listen, I agreed to do Serbian night with Croatian night. We did that. That was fair and balanced when we did it for the Lakers.
I called it Super Slavhead night, and nobody was into it.
And then the Slovenians got upset.
Hey, are we or are we not doing LGBTQ night?
At the end of the month, I believe.
We are doing LGBTQ.
And we're doing military appreciation night tomorrow.
Yep.
So we are all over it.
Let's find out who's throwing out the first pitch.
All people.
Maybe it's like Stanley McChrystal. That'd be sweet.
We are the Red House of great sports.
Can't time. We all just get along?
Can't we?
At the Red House Furniture.
We can.
At the Red House.
Let it roll.
Yeah. I got some.
I'm Richard, a.k.a. Big
Head. Take us out of this.
I work at the Red House, and I'm black.
We're going to get right back to
I
sports.
I like pumping iron and pumping furniture into people's homes.
Pumping furniture into your home.
Need it.
I'm Johnny, a.k.a. T-Engage. I work at the
racist.
Red House, and I'm white.
I don't buy it.
I like deer hunting, bass fishing, and extending credit to all people.
Like Jesus.
At the Red House.
I'm black, and I love the Red House.
I'm white, and I love the Red House.
I'm a black woman, and I love the Red House.
I'm white, and the Red House is for me.
I am white, and the Red House is for me.
At the Red House.
Or I think we lose a little.
Look at this sofa.
Come on, Big Head.
Look at the sofa. It's perfect for a black person.
Or
a white person.
I buy it.
This mattress is perfect for a white person. Or a black person.
At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture.
And Hispanic people, too.
And all people.
And you know who's going to have to learn how to get along? Frank Vogel and Jason Kidd!
You got order number.
What?
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
It's a good segue.
Today's word
guys,
is...
Guys, that was college radio.
Oh, come on, boss!
That was college radio, my man. You got a horn, you got a clown, you got a word. There's a weird pause for like 2 seconds. People probably punched out.
I was letting the Red House.
Let that jingle go.
I was letting the Red House thing simmer.
Hit the post.
And letting everybody feel the impact of the Vogel kid thing. And then on to the word of the day. We are totally professional here. Nothing like college radio at all.
Well, it is Modelo Michelada Monday, and happy hour starts at 3, and it's now 4:11. So, you know, things happen here on the Petros and Money Show when happy hour starts at 3.
Verdad.
It's verdad.
Today's word of the day
is verdad.
Is verdad scorpion. This morning, Matt, unbeknownst to me. Now, here is my style on a Monday. I like to wake up around 4:30. And I like to go back to bed around 9:15. And I like to be startled or upset between those times. I always get startled and upset between those times because that's the time I have to take my children to school. My kids are like devils with wings. And they say things like, you know, no, you do it. And stuff like that. And I go, shut up. You gotta shut up.
Okay.
So I get very upset. So imagine my surprise where I had done my duty. I took Fletcher to school. I took Callie to school. I dropped them both off. I was done. I was walking out of my daughter's preschool, chest out, like Antonio Brown, feeling good about myself.
Mr. Big Chest over here.
Mr. Big Chest! And a teacher ran out of one of the Miss Tana ran out of one of the things in a, with a box with 10 little kids following her, like four-year-olds, with a scorpion in a box.
Well, you're the scorpion bay guy.
Exactly right. She handed me the box and said, get rid of this. And I said, what? And my wife was there, sadly.
My wife!
Because if my wife wasn't there, no one would have been there to talk ass to me.
She wouldn't have seen you just run.
No. She saw I handled it. But my wife was like, he's not the guy to do that. Trust me. And I was like, I could do it. And I walked over with the box, and I hurled the box in like a, and I shoofed the scorpion out of the box, which was, at the risk of exaggerating, 3 inches long. 3-inch long scorp.
Big scorp.
From stinger to face, 3 inches. And it looked mean in the face. And I poofed it, and it went flying into the ice plant, right? Because that's safe, right? Safer than it is in the classroom. And I thought, and I you know, there wasn't like a, it wasn't like Spider-Man saved from somebody from dying, but Matt's not the only local vigilante doing stuff around town and preventing crimes and catastrophe. I also saved a whole classroom of kids from the stinger of that scorpion that was in one of their toy boxes, Kate. Don't give me a look like that.
Very dangerous.
And there wasn't like a, I wouldn't say like a crowd, like, you know, somebody just hit a three to win a game. But I feel like people were relatively impressed. And Matt mentioned it. No coincidence here that I used to have those Scorpion Bay t-shirts back in the 90s.
Friend of the show.
To show that I was a real hardcore surf guy from San Clemente, the actual founder of Scorp Bay, who I believe is connected at Lance Mountain, joined the show and talked to us. So even though Matt saved that whole parking lot from that Asian guy last week.
I'd rather not readdress that.
I want to say that I saved a whole classroom of children.
You sure they didn't want you to like drive it away, take it way far away, not just in an
because
ice plant
I said,
where it's going to crawl back into the school?
I said, well, where? She said, well, into the plants or something.
I would have said in that douche's Porsche where the sunroof's open. That's where I would have dumped it.
It's too far.
It doesn't really feel like you saved the
exactly.
kids. It feels like the teacher saved the kids, trapped it, put it in a box, and then handed it to you as
no,
the trash
somebody
man.
Somebody found the scorpion in the box.
You're the trash man.
Ran
hey.
Out. The teacher, Miss Tana, not panicked because they're good there, but sense of urgency handed it to me and said, my God, get rid of this, please.
You were the closest male
figure there. And
I said,
I will do it because I am like one of the Avengers. You know, I can't see Thanos turning everybody into dust and turn a blind eye and go back and have my nap. I didn't kill the scorpion. I had to remove the scorpion, relocate it, and then it was very hard to get back to bed.
It's sweet if you would have killed it. Just put it on the asphalt, step on it.
Well, see, it was in the wicker bag. So then I would have stomped out their basket.
Right. Not in 2019, Matt. You have to relocate the scorpion.
Nah.
Can't kill it.
You can kill the scorp. Kill the scorp.
The smaller the scorpion, the more deadly it is.
Well.
Now that I think about it, this one was like an inch.
It was like 3 centimeters.
It was a very small scorp. So
I started getting lightheaded when I took the top off the box.
It really was something. And I do want to mention Coach King, who's a coach at my son's school, who is an avid listener, says, really proud of your bravery. So, thank you, Coach.
I think he's being facetious.
I don't think so.
No, I think he is.
Matt, you know me.
I do.
And for me to not to run screaming in the other direction, you know, I had to nut up in front of those kids, Miss Tana and my wife and Miss Harriet.
My wife!
Well done. Congratulations.
I launched that scorpion. Just like one of the dragons flying over Westeros.
Here it is. Trivia time. Which one of us got rid of a scorpion?
It's time for the number
Here's
of the
our
day.
Number
of the day.
Number of the day, P. It'll be another Petros and Money show. We're live. We get to react in the moment tomorrow because we're on until 6 p.m.
At Dodger Stadium.
We'll have to do it with a live stream on our computers. The numbers are 2 and 9.4. That is percentage odds. Tomorrow is lottery ball day.
Lotto ball, Kuzma.
We love lottery day. Why? Because the Lakers have been in the lottery every year for the last 6 years running.
Who are the Clippers sending?
Clippers aren't in the lottery.
Ooh, nut shot.
The Lakers' odds to get the number one pick tomorrow are 2%. It is a paltry 2%, but if they want a shot at one of the picks in the top four, which is winning the lottery, not the number one pick, but you can get one of the top four regardless of what pick you're at, just under 10%, 9.4%. That sounds a lot better. Now, before you dismiss, the Lakers' shot at landing Zion Williamson to get everyone in town to forget about the names Tim Harris and Linda Rambis. It won't matter. Sure, it'll be sheer luck and nothing that they did to help their cause.
Still take credit for it.
Absolutely. The Cavaliers did it with the Clippers pick when they offloaded that Byron Davis salary and got Kyrie Irving as the number one overall selection. The Bulls did it with Derrick Rose, and both of those were low single-digit percent. I think the Bulls were a 1% chance to get the number one pick, and they got it with Derrick Rose, so it could happen.
Fingers crossed, Laker fans.
It could happen. Listen, Laker fans, I know it's been a rough few weeks. In a rough 6 years, if you really kind of extend it out, tomorrow could be your day. And we had to be on remote. I should have known because I think about the Lonzo Ball lottery when they won the second pick. We were out in Rancho Cucamonga.
That's right.
At HK's, right? Isn't that what that
couldn't have been. It wouldn't have been during the summer tour, right? Because the lottery's right now.
Oh, yeah, it was the draft. You're right. It was the draft when they took Lonzo.
Yeah, yeah. That
not
was
when they won the set. Yeah, it's always in here.
We're always around.
We're always around. Yeah, we love the lottery, though. Because the Lakers have made it relevant.
We're your lottery
the last
show
six
of record.
Years, and we really like to keep tabs on that.
Who's that kid? Remember that?
Stupid looking kid. Dumbass.
I believe he's a special needs child. You're right there.
Good luck to the Cavaliers moving forward.
Pat O'Brien had a field day with that. You guys really screwed that up, didn't you?
Yeah, really effed that up.
You know, I work for the Special Olympics, and we don't let up when somebody offends us.
Yes, you're stupid. You feel so stupid talking about that kid's outfit and his suspenders and his glasses, right? Oh, look who it is. You guys, huh?
So we'll be all over the lotto tomorrow.
We will.
We're all over it. Not
I bet that kid's going to be there because the Cavs got a 14% chance.
Nice.
So
he's a good luck
charm. Good luck to him. Yeah, that's right.
Matt, Cates, and I will all be out at Dodger Stadium really monitoring this lottery. Not since we played the Powerball in Arizona will we be so lotto-oriented.
I don't want any part of it.
Kate's me and you did, though.
Yeah. Now, the Lakers are sending Linda Rambis, is that correct?
No.
No.
Kuzma.
I thought she runs the organization.
She does. Shadow.
You know what? Maybe she'll be the shadow because, you know, you send two people.
Well, she's always in the back room with an organ playing in the dark. That's usually what she's doing.
And that's where the balls are pulled.
Right.
You don't know who's there, but every team has to send a rep to be in the room.
If you ever saw what that studio mogul was doing in Mulholland Drive, like behind six doors with like a speaker to talk to people, or the bad guy in the Iger sanction, the Clint Eastwood, the guy with an albino that he never left the room in the darkness with the real special phone, Linda Rambis. Or Dr. Claw petting a cat.
It's kind of like the mountain behind all that armor.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second. But remember Dr. Claw petting the cat?
Oh, yeah.
I'll get you yet.
In fact, I heard that's a lot what Linda sounds like now.
She's been on the show before.
I'll get you yet, Gadget.
So Linda will be in the room with the balls bouncing around. Kuzma will be the face that has to answer the questions about how excited
he is. Well, that's
the
Lakers style.
Frank Vogel.
Yeah, let's put a 20-year-old kid out there.
Let's send James Worthy. Okay. Good idea.
I will do it. Matt, I just want to say that I relate now. We all know about
Superman. Kids?
No, Superman, how he would save like a bunch of people and then he'd have to go to the fortress.
You and your scorpion again.
Well, I'm just saying. He would go to the Fortress of Solitude after he saved the world and stuff, because I realize what it's like now. I saved a whole classroom of kids, and I come here and I'm mocked by you and Tim Cates.
Congratulations.
Skinning up your face. Well, see,
your wife must be very proud.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
What an a-hole tone.
I don't think so.
I saved a whole room of children.
Whole school.
And that is why.
Not just a room. Well, that thing could have got out of that room and gone to another room.
Could have gone to every room and stung everybody like the spiders in Arachnophobia that just knew that
right.
there were people there and they wanted to. Hey, Kate, do you want to issue an apology here? Because that's a whole room of kids that I saved. I know why Superman didn't want any part of anybody after he saved people. I know why superheroes has alter egos now.
Because you read comic books.
No,
because
people are resentful when you save them. People like Matt become resentful because he's the only guy that could save people in the parking lot from the carts.
It just feels like Miss Tommen did more work.
Miss Tana. All the work.
Exactly.
Not
right.
Miss Tommen.
Tommen.
Tommen who flew right out of King's Landing. Your thoughts, Kate?
I'm not apologizing to him. No.
I think you should.
Him is Pedros.
Yeah, I did a good thing here.
I'm not apologizing. Are you talking to me?
And you guys, instead
you apologize to him, Matt. I'm not apologizing to him.
Instead of being like, way to face your fears and get rid of that scorp so it didn't bite any of those kids.
I mean,
it was in a box. It could have jumped out of that box and stung me right in the eye.
So when you trapped that in the
that
box.
That would have been a story.
Oh, yeah, see,
just like that dude on that porch with that snake that came out the light.
I saw that video.
That thing was awesome.
Well, that could have been me, Matt, but I prevented it. I saved all these kids, and what do I get here?
Why'd you throw it in the ice plant? Why didn't you take it home?
Yeah.
And get it really far.
How did you trap it in the box? How did you get it into the box?
They had it in the box.
Who's they?
The proverbial they.
It was just in a box.
Miss Tana.
I thought it was in the toy chest. So somebody took it from the toy
chest. It
was
in a box of toys.
Okay, interesting.
The box was brought to me. I used the box as a catapult and used my arms as the catapult arm, and I catapulted the scorp into the ice plant. Never to be seen or heard from again.
Where is the ice plant in proximity to the preschool?
Down the hill.
How far down?
Far from it.
How far?
Far from it. Two first downs.
Really?
Two first downs. That's a Gronk seam route. And that scorp, little ass legs, he ain't getting back up that hill to those kids. He's going to get eaten by a hawk or something.
What if one of them kids
ecosystem,
goes playing?
Matt.
What if he goes playing in that ice plant?
Kids aren't allowed in the ice plant. Sorry, bro. I win. Save
Susie,
the kids.
Little Susie lost her ball down the ice.
No,
exactly.
No,
kids
happen.
Always obey
you guys
those
don't
rules.
Know. You guys don't
hey,
know.
Hey, Callie, go get it.
You guys don't know that. Oh, my daughter, really? To be stung by a scorpion after I saved the school?
Yeah, it was a 3-inch scorpion. They're not even poisonous.
It was huge, but big, but not too big to where it's not
are.
Poisonous.
That's right.
It was, look, if we have to get Miss Tana to call in, I will. I saved those children,
Ms.
and
Tommen's
it was a very.
Fine.
It's Miss Tana, and I saved those children, and it was a very tense moment.
And
Matt is a terrible person.
I'm waiting.
Well, first we have to do the
keyword.
The keyword, yeah.
Your shot at $1,000.
We'll get Norman Schwarzkopf in here, so Matt can spit in his face.
Race to another 200.
Then what happened?
You'll get a text confirming entry, plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's Race to 200.
So you killed Bin Laden, huh? Well, why'd you shoot him 5 more times? It's Miss Tana. She's got nothing to do with the freaking child king that killed himself in Game of Thrones. We're not doing Game of Thrones today.
Doing Game of Thrones. I don't know what she's doing. It's
the Mad
Queen. She's not crazy. It was way too much. Jammed to an episode.
I can't wait to hear it. Ronnie.
This is the song of the day.
2.5 hours away. I hope we don't miss it.
A Bay Area band called Drunk Horse provide our song of the day called Nice Hooves.
Drunk Horse?
Nice a drunk
hooves.
Horse.
Oh.
Imagine that. It is a Michelada Monday, after all, on a Petros and Money show. On an I'm a Horse Monday, where a freshly forged set of iron horseshoes are required to protect the manicured hooves of our trusty steeds as we traverse the rugged paths of great sports talk en route to an off-day edition of Dodger Talk with our good friend David Basset coming up for your listening and enjoyment at 7 o'clock.
Say that you like my hat, Ronnie. Tell me you're proud of me for saving them kids. Tell me you like my hat.
Okay, I like your hat.
You said it specific.
Wait, but you understand the reference, don't you, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back with Jim Bowden. Tell him you like his hat. He dyes his hair blonde. It's sweet.
Call me a suitcase.
Metro some money on AM570 LA Sports. It is a Michelada Monday brought to you by Modelo. Happy hour starts at 3 in these parks. It's not a real michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that is
pure gold.
If you're at the ballpark, you know what choice to make. Modelo.
Well, Matt, this guy is a friend of our show. He made a lot of choices for a lot of years, 16 years, MLB executive and GM. He knows how to chop it up in the baseball world, and we're about a quarter way through the season.
That's
true. Dodgers, dominant. I think it's fair to say, right?
That's true.
Other things to discuss? Ideas, thoughts, robot umpires. Everything's on the table with Bowden. He's not afraid to chop it up. We can even talk Lakers if he wants. You hear him on the MLB Network.
He's done it before here.
MLB Network Radio. You read him on The Athletic. Great stuff always. And very thoughtful from the great Jim Bowden on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. What's cracking, Jim?
That's just the money. Great to be back with you. Let's chop it up, baby. Let's go.
Let's chop it up, chop it up, chop it up. Before we get to the Dodgers, who are doing quite well, this story about Farhan Zaidi rubbing some of the players the wrong way with the fake injuries and such, you know how they do it with the IL, up in San Francisco. Is this just a growing pain of a new style GM over Bruce Bochy, or do they have a real problem out there? We kind of like Farhan out here.
Yeah, we like Farhan Zaidi a lot, but obviously the analytics, is a lot of old school people there in San Francisco, and they're not used to that. They're not used to the GM walking down and saying, hey, I need an opener ahead of Jeff Samardzija's start. And you've got some old school players that want nothing to do with analytics and nothing to do with openers. And you got a last place team in a miserable place that's going nowhere. And pretty soon they're going to have to trade their most famous player, Madison Bumgarner, between now and the trade deadline. So it's ugly there. And Bruce Bochy's won how many World Series? And Farhan Zaidi walks in and tells him what he has to do. Right. I mean, yeah, it's difficult. Change is hard. But there's no doubt this is Farhan Zaidi's team now. There'll be a transition this year. Bruce Bochy will say goodbye and head to the Hall of Fame at the end of the year. And you're going to see some very uncomfortable, unpopular trades made by Zaidi at the July trade deadline. And San Francisco will begin this long 5-year to 7-year process of rebuilding.
I'm sure you know in these parts, Jim, how excited people are about the Dodgers. Really not much to get on them about. But as someone with a national perspective, any concerns? Is it the bullpen? Is it Corey Seager's slow start? Granted, they're ahead in the West, and they are one of the dominant teams in the National League. But if you were to kind of maybe run this thing out through the course of the season, what is something they're going to be looking at come July?
Well, I don't think you ever get enough pitching. You never get enough relief help. You know, Kenley Jansen doesn't look like Kenley. Not that they don't have a nice alternative in the young kid Urias, but, I mean, I wouldn't mind having another reliever. But, look, this team has so much depth. They and the Cubs are the two best teams in the league right now, significantly better than most teams. I think they're going to have the easiest time winning their division than any other team in the National League. I think there's a pretty big separation between them and the other teams here. And so I think it's going to be a fun year. And, of course, Andrew Friedman and Dave Roberts are really good at managing the innings and making sure that Ryu doesn't throw too much and Kershaw doesn't throw too much. They're really good at having depth and preparing for that. So I like where the Dodgers are. I think it's a really good place. I'm glad Verdugo's getting a chance to develop here. You know, you never want to see injuries, but with Pollock going out, seeing him get more at-bats is extremely important, I think. You know, am I a little worried because I'd like one more right-handed bat? Probably. It is a little too left-handed. I'm not worried about Seager. I was expecting a slow start from him, and I'm expecting a really strong second half. People think it's easy to miss an entire year of Major League Baseball. It's not. So I was expecting him to get up to a slow start. When he gets hot, watch out. He's still an elite player, and still one of the best hitters in the game, period. So I'm not worried about him at all. I think he'll continue to get better as the season goes on.
The offseason, when you think about Andrew Friedman, brings in Joe Kelly, who's been really, really struggling, and A.J. Pollock, who's got an infection in his elbow, is going to be out for at least a month and a half. Should Dodger fans feel good that it was kind of a dud in an offseason, yet the team is still thriving? They kind of haven't missed a beat.
A lot of depth. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I think the one area that they miss is Grandal behind the plate. I think his framing and his ability to hit homers is something that's missed back there. Austin Barnes hasn't lived up to what Andrew thought it was going to. On the flip side, one of the things that Andrew wanted to do is make that clubhouse even better. I mean, his team been to two World Series in a row, but I think the Puig-Kemp deal, he wanted to get rid of some of the aggravation and some of the negative vibes, and I think he did that. This is a young group, and I think there's, you know, a lot of excitement with some of those left-hand hitters that had to sit in games one and two of the World Series. Now, if they face lefties in the World Series, they'll get to start. So they're in a better position than they've been in. A lot of depth here, a lot of positive energy coming from that clubhouse, and that's extremely important here.
I know it's only, you know, not even 50 games yet, but can you kind of stack them up with the rest of the National League and kind of where you would want to slot, you know, whether it's the Cubs or the Brewers? I mean, it seems like everybody in the Central is pretty darn good, or the Phillies or whomever.
Yeah, so I'm Cubs-Dodgers. They're the two best teams in the league. Cubs have four legit starters that they run out there, and so they're a real threat in the postseason like the Dodgers are. I mean, John Lester is pitching like an ace. He's completely back to being Lester. Cole Hamels, big-time pitcher. Quintana's pitching better as well. Hendricks has won ERA titles. I mean, you got four guys that go out there. So they got a chance to win. They're all going to have ERAs of three or below, which means when the Cubs score four runs, they're going to win. Chris Bryant's looking like the MVP player from a few years back, much different than a year ago. Wilson Contreras is busting out and being the star catcher. We thought he would be one of the best top three offensive catchers in baseball right now. And they've always been a good defensive club when you got guys like Elmore and Haywood running the ball down. You know, their big weakness has been Kyle Schwarber in left field. He's just not hitting enough for his defense. So that's the one spot that they can improve on. But Javier Baez, you know, an MVP player there. David Bodie, huge gamer. If they have one weakness, probably besides left field, it's the bullpen. They've had injuries to the back end of that thing. And I talked to Theo Epstein the other day, and I asked him about the bullpen. He said, well, it's going to be a transactional bullpen. So I got a big kick out of that. So that means we're going to bring guys up or make some trades and keep working and evolving as the season goes. But the Cubs right now are the biggest threat to me, to the Dodgers. If I had to pick a third team, it would be the Phillies, because the Phillies lineup can hit good pitching, so they can scare you. And they've had some real fortunate things in their rotation. Zach Eplin has been really good, and Velasquez has been really good. And I don't think anyone really expected those two guys to step up. So I would say the Cubs are the third best team after the Dodgers and Cubs.
All right, I know the answer is the Triple Crown, but more likely Cody Bellinger hits over 400 or wins the Triple Crown, and the likelihood that either of those happen.
Well, Cody Bellinger isn't going to hit 400, but it is pretty exciting after 41 games, you know, a quarter of the way through, that he's hitting 400. That's been incredible. He's not going to be able to keep up that pace, but, you know, I think 35 home runs is realistic, and you know, maybe hitting 340 by the time it's all said and done. Those are really good numbers as well. Better chance probably Triple Crown, but, I mean, you know, Christian Yelich is going to have a lot to say to that. I mean, Yelich and Bellinger right now, clearly the two best offensive players in the National League. It's fun to watch them on a nightly basis.
Jim Bowden is our guest. You hear him. He's a baseball expert on MLB Radio, MLB Network. We love having him. He writes for The Athletic. Bowden, you mentioned Verdugo and how important it is for him to play. You think this guy could be the rookie of the year? I mean, how big time is he?
His kid can really hit. You know, the one thing I didn't know about Verdugo is that the power was going to arrive, right? We've never really seen the power. There is no doubt he hits. I love this kid's bat. We've seen power, though, from him. And I know you're going to say, well, it's only four home runs. Okay, but four home runs and 100 at-bats, so he times that by five, that's a pace for 20. You know, and if you had told me that with that kind of bat tool that he's got, that he's going to have that kind of power, that's a special player. It looks like he's figured out a little bit better launch angle. Looks like the ball in BP has got some more power. And you know, Andrew Friedman told me all along the power would eventually come. He was completely convinced that the power would come on Verdugo, and it looks like he's going to be right. So, yeah, this is a special guy, and I hope they keep playing him. I hate it when he sits. I really do, because I think he's got an incredible ceiling in terms of being able to hit really good pitching. You know, you got guys like Verdugo and Seager and Bellinger. You got three guys that fit in that mold that can be really special, all young, all controllable for years to come.
I guess we have to do our requisite Angels question here near the end of the conversation, Jim. They've been better as of late. They're nearly back to the 500 mark. Of course, a tough division when you have the Astros on top, but injuries, of course, dog them again. What is a good season for the Angels this year, coming off that $400 million contract to Mike Trout?
75 wins,
Ugh.
Good year. Yeah, it's a good year for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. You got Mike Trout, so that's fun. You know, yeah, the Justin Upton injury.
Otani's going to hit a little bit, huh? Got that?
Yeah.
All right.
Get going. He'll get going. I know he's hitting 190 out of the get-go with no home runs, but when he's healthy, you know, it's like Seager. He's going to take – it's going to take a while, but, you know, he's a 30-home run guy, foul pole to foul pole, and, you know, at some point, hopefully he'll get Justin Upton back. I mean, to lose Upton and Otani, I mean, that killed the offense. You know, they've been fortunate. You know, Brian Goodwin, David Fletcher have been really good. Those were good pickups. And Tommy La Stella, how about 9 homers and 23 RBIs? Who saw that coming? I mean, the key to the Angels, as you guys know, is how much you're going to pitch. You got Cahill was a free agent signing, ERA over 6. Harvey was a free agent signing, ERA over 6. You've already dumped Stratton. His ERA was like 8.5, right? The best starter you got is the young kid Canning, who's made 3 starts with an ERA of 5. I mean, you just don't have the pitching to be competitive. Houston's going to blow everybody out in that division anyway. Texas has been better than advertised. But, I mean, look, when you're an Angel fan right now, it's okay losing. Get the better draft pick and keep trying to rebuild. You got exciting players coming. The good news is Billy Epler's done a great job in the farm system. Farm system's getting way better. You got some stars coming like Joe Adell. So for this year, not so much. But in the future, looking brighter.
I heard Adell split up with her husband, but I don't know if she was coming to the Angels.
No, they're different.
That's a wrong
ADD.
Different.
Hello from the other side, right, guys?
Whoa. I think it's about time to wrap this up. Huh?
Yeah, Bowden. we love you, Jim. Thank you for coming on and giving us some love in the halfway of the season.
Always my pleasure. Thanks, you guys. Take care.
Yeah. We're halfway through the halfway, actually. We're a quarter way through the whole thing. Corrections and retractions. Sorry about that.
Quarter of the way through.
Quarter halves.
You know, half the halves.
Coming up next, my continued adjustment, living life amongst civilians as a hero. What? It's different, dude. When you save a bunch of people, your perspective changes. And the more people tell me about what I did for those kids today at Town and Country Preschool.
At the TCP.
The more I feel, special. Well, that, you know what? That didn't sound, you know what now?
How about Textoso?
Well, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
A lot of Scorpion news.
Oh, I bet. Selective.
Hey.
Scorpion news.
Just because you saved a parking lot from being cluttered and I saved a bunch of kids from dying.
I did not save a parking lot from being cluttered. I offended an elderly man who did not speak English.
Was the parking lot before less cluttered
after? He
didn't
leave the cart in a handicap spot.
And he put it back, didn't he?
Didn't return it to the cart.
You saved the parking lot. I saved a classroom full of children. We're almost the same. We'll be right back. Taking your calls on Scorpions at 866-987-2570. Not Scorpios, weirdos. Scorpions. All weirdos, dude.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. Big thank you to Jim Bowden. Does it for the Athletic MLB Network, MLB.com. David Vasse continues. Well, the seam head conversation next hour. Less than an hour away. And he does not get his golden day. He will work tonight. Off day, Dodger talk.
James Loney.
Huge. Recently retired, even though he has not played in the last 3 years. James Loney, former Dodger, former Jacksonville Sun. Dodger minor league organization he came up in. We'll join Dave. Don't know if it's for the whole hour, if it's in studio, if it's available on YouTube, and the pair of them are playing Guitar Hero against one another.
Whole hour?
I don't know.
Can Loney talk for an hour?
You don't realize how much Dave loves Loney.
They're deeply, deeply connected. It's going to happen. And we're going to have to get used to it. How was your weekend is coming up next, but right now, it's time for the Secret Textoso Rodeo Run.
Sold out to Chevy.
At my daughter's preschool today, I took a box with a scorpion in it and deposited the scorpion onto a hill of ice plant while 10 children watched on, marveling at my heroism.
Aren't you leaving out a pretty important part of the story?
It was before my nap in the morning?
No.
Miss Tana handed me the box and said, please do something.
She is the one.
Well, the scorpion was in the box.
Yeah, remove the scorpion.
No, I removed the scorpion.
From the
I removed it from school grounds.
Some kid had their hand in a box of toys that a scorpion was about to to sting
it. You weren't there.
You're just
being an a-hole.
Please tell
Ms.
me when she handed you the box, you said, "What's in the box?"
No, she said it was a scorpion.
Oh.
But I have some text here.
Save it for...
Excuse me, Matt?
Save it for end of the night, Kate.
Yeah, do it later.
That's where the what's in the box happens.
Yo, P, I was stung by a scorpion while sleeping in a hammock on a surf trip in Nicaragua. Well, that's your first problem.
Surf trip to Nicaragua.
Stung like hell. Swelled up and bruised for at least 2 weeks. You're a hero, and the school should honor you. Thank you. Thank you.
No, he didn't dispose of the scorpion.
Yes, I did. If we have to get Miss Tana to call
it. It's in the ice plant.
Here's another
one. 20 yards from the classroom.
P, it's scorpion mating season. You're a true hero. The scorp was pregnant with 1,000 lethal eggs. I hope a scorp stings Matt in his hatin' ass anus and it swells closed. You're a prince among men.
Seems a little harsh.
After the way you've treated me? After the way I've been treated? Hmm?
The scorpion was corralled in a box.
The box was given to me.
You opened the top
of
the box.
I had the strength.
And you...
No, the box was open. At any moment, the scorpion could have jumped out and killed any of those kids.
Toward the ice plant and walked away.
Another text. Money's talking all that ass in his high castle in his studio. But if he was eye to eye with that scary ass scorpion, I bet he wouldn't be so tough. P, you're a downright first responder slash hero. Money.
Douche. Don't do this. Don't do this.
I think you deserve
a
show.
I understand you like to patronize Petros.
On the National Geographic channel. I'm not being... These people aren't... everybody disagreeing with you is patronizing me.
Exactly.
That's what
right.
It is.
That's exactly
what
it is.
You've got it all figured out.
The real hero is Miss Tana. Min.
Are you sure? Her name was Tom. Tana.
Tommen.
Are you sure that you weren't hallucinating between a full night's sleep and a mid-morning nap?
Fair point.
No. Do we have to get my wife to call?
No.
Do I have to get Miss Tana on?
No.
Miss Tana's lovely lady.
I'm sure she is.
I don't think...
She saved the kids from the scorp.
I'm glad you saved the kids from that terrible Drake album. No. It was an actual lethal scorpion.
The Drake album called Scorpion?
I believe so.
Nice.
I believe it was a real scorpion.
Is that the album?
And
with
no, he was not playing Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Nah, all now right? We're talking.
Come on, guys. I just want to mention that I think it's pretty clear when one of us has something happens that makes him look like a local hero, saving a bunch of kids, that the other can't handle it and says that everybody complimenting me is patronizing me like I'm some stupid idiot.
Well, while you're busy
that needs
celebrating
to be stroked
yourself,
and patronized
you
like
need
a sloth.
To be kept in balance. Matt, you gave no credit to
I'm not celebrating myself. I'm celebrating the lives of the children that were saved today. 12 lives could have been snuffed out by that freaking
no thanks to you.
Beast.
KFI News wants to talk to you during the break.
Do they?
Big story on you.
Better get down there.
Local man saves lives.
Are they gonna pick it up with their TV cameras too and do the local TV? Because I'm only going down there if they pick it up on KCAL too.
San Pedro Senior.
Yes.
Saves kids from scorpion.
We got to get Mrs. Tana. But you can't call her Mrs. Tommen.
Hello, Tommen.
Nobody understands that reference, Matt.
Everybody does. They all watched it last night. It was a heel turn. It was unbelievable.
That was a real foursome, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll be back.
The hell?
It's different adjusting to life.
As how was your weekend?
Yeah, but for me...
So you could have saved this for how was your
no,
weekend.
No, because
you
it wasn't.
Right
it was today.
There.
It was Monday. And here's the thing. Like, for me, adjusting to life after saving all these people...
Got it right here. It says it's lit, isn't it?
It's very different, Matt. Adjusting... Oh, it's lit. Being a hero is lit. Believe me, Matt. It feels different. I feel like... I kind of feel like... Like, without me, all those kids would have died.
We got to go, Snurdly.
Excuse me?
We gotta go.